As a boy, I always grew up loving Christmas. My father had the best strategy, the best build-up to Christmas itself. You've got to bear this in mind. We had the Christmas tree come in about 4 weeks before Christmas itself. So already we knew inside our back of our little minds that Christmas was coming. And then the tension started to build because every day our father would come out and put a little tinsel and a few baubles and some lights onto the Christmas tree so that the days turned into weeks. Slowly but surely, that Christmas tree was filling up with more and more things. Now, around about a week before Christmas, our father really made this tremendous thing. He had this brainwave that all he would do is would lock the living room with a Christmas tree up. Now, we had one of these patio windows which had glass screen which went into the actual kitchen. And he would cover this with a blanket so you couldn't look into the living room. But cunningly, he would always leave just a little corner of the blanket untucked so that we could always peek into the living room. And of course, that little peek hole would always look directly on the Christmas tree. So there is a scene. We're sitting there a week before Christmas. We see the Christmas tree in this dark living room, and it's all lit up. It's beautiful. It looks like something from a fairy tale. And then the presents start to arrive. Now, I can't tell you just how exciting it was to see the first present underneath the tree and trying to guess whose present would this be, who would get this, and what would be inside of it. And the next day, there'd be more presents and more presents and more presents. And just when you thought that you couldn't fit anything else under the tree, there'd be some more things lying outside of the tree. And of course, all this time, we'd be hearing the Christmas carols and the songs. We'd be helping out in the kitchen to help bake the cookies and make the cakes. So really, the whole thing began to blow up for us. Now, the most exciting part was Christmas Day itself. Actually, Christmas Eve. Being an Austrian, we usually celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. Now, the way we would do it, we'd be sent to bed at 12 o'clock at midday because we were still young and we meant to be staying up until midnight later on. Now, you can imagine being, I don't know, 8, 9 years old, being sent to bed at midday, and it's the middle of Christmas Eve. In a few hours, we get to race downstairs and unpack the presents. There's no way we could go to sleep. So we toss and turn uncomfortably in our sheets until it was time for us to get up, and we'd dress into our finest clothes, and we'd wait upstairs. And downstairs, there'd be the music blaring, the Christmas carols, and the doors would still be locked. We couldn't even peek downstairs. Then, just when we didn't think we could stand it anymore, when the tension had built all the way up to the top, our father would ring a little bell, which was a signal that we could go downstairs and Christmas would begin. You've never seen children race down those stairs as quickly as we did on that Christmas Eve. Now, we did this year after year, so that now I'm so conditioned that even the merest whisper of something Christmas-like puts this wonderful gleam inside my eye.